Welcome back to another episode, you guys. Now look, I don't have a simple story for y'all today. I don't, unfortunately. But is he out here being bad? Of course, as always. He got a big tree branch right here. I got the rest of the gang with me. So today, we're just gonna discuss how to sell yourself. I'm going to teach you the easiest way to sell yourself, bro. You are your bag. You always have to keep that in mind. If you can't sell nothing else in this world, you should be able to sell yourself. That should be the easiest thing in the world. Now, if it is complicated, I'm glad that you have tuned in. Or if you know somebody who, you know, they're not as confident in themselves, but, you know, they're an entrepreneur, they're a salesman, send them the link to this episode. I'm about to give you all of the game that you need to know, bro. I am undefeated when it comes down to selling myself. I don't lose. I'm damn near cocky with it. For real. Okay, but like I said, we got the crew here. We got the tree branch out here. We got Simba, actually, you know, say he minding his business for the most part right now. But I got my hot coffee right here as well. We finna go ahead and get into it right after this ad break. Today's episode is sponsored by Busy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Busy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, busycoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, you guys, it's Monday now. It's Monday. What we doing? What's the move? What's the play? You done had all weekend to sit down, sit back, chill, relax, regain your energy, check in with yourself. Did you check in with yourself yesterday? If you want to know what I do on my Sundays, you know what I'm saying, check out yesterday's episode, bro. Tap in with yourself once a week. Designate one day to tap in with yourself. See if you are progressing. Bro, you could be doing a lot of work and not really getting anything done. That's what we want to stop from doing. We want to make sure that we are being productive every day, that we are improving every single day. That's all that this is about. Now, this episode, I'm just going to straight up teach you how to sell yourself. And now, before I give you all of the game and before I break it down into exactly like what you just really need to do, I'm just going to give you a little bit of back history about myself, which is, you know what I'm saying, why I am damn near super extremely cocky and arrogant with how I sell myself. Well, I ain't going to say I'm necessarily cocky and arrogant, but I am so confident in myself that it could come off as that, you know what I'm saying, if somebody is insecure. Just being honest. So like when it comes down to selling yourself, like when it comes down to me, bro, I just have a lot of information. If you know that you have put in so much work and you know that you're smarter than most people, bro, or you smarter than the average person, you have more knowledge than the average person, bro. Man, that's something to be confident about. So like with me, I've been out here for a while. I've been in sales for a long time. I've been in sales so long, I ain't even realized I was in sales, being real, until I got older. You know, not necessarily business to business or door to door sales, which is what I've gotten into recently. But like I started out as an affiliate marketer, bro. Didn't even realize I was an affiliate marketer. That's how long ago this was. You know what I'm saying? Through podcasting, through YouTube, and like I got into affiliate marketing. So, you know, I was always able to sell things online, always. But how would I sell things online? I would make a video. I had to sell myself. I had to sell myself, and I had to sell myself selling the product. So over time, you just develop these skills unknowingly. You know what I'm saying? I developed a lot of these skills unknowingly, didn't even realize it. After affiliate sales, you know what I'm saying? Like my mom is an entrepreneur. She has a boutique. So I was working in sales, dealing with, you know what I'm saying, everyday customers. You know what I'm saying? I used to have to run the store. I'm the oldest of three. So I'm dealing with, you know what I'm saying, consumer. You know what I'm saying? Straight, direct, like, what are you looking for? What's your vibe? What's your event type deal? You know what I'm saying? Random people coming in, never seen them before. Or you got people who I know what they like. Okay, boom. This is what she just got in this week. Okay? You just want to gain a lot of selling yourself is really just gaining information, bro. So I was always able, I've had all of this information for such a long time. Like man, my mama been in business almost 20 years now. I'd have been at this store and seen her do her thing. You know what I'm saying? So after that, let me see, what else did I ended up getting into? I know I started like my own e-commerce stores. You know what I'm saying? I've been on eBay. again, like I said, I've always been able to sell stuff online. You know, e-commerce through, for instance, my own YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Starting sweatshirts, plant breeding, you know what I'm saying? Having a plant collection, being a plant artist. Like, there were other things that I started outside of YouTube that were not necessarily straight up online affiliate marketing. Like, they were straight up from me. Like, this is what I do. Okay, so then after that, I branched off. And then, yes, I ended up getting into sales. So I got into corporate retail. I've gone into solar, payment processing. Plan on going into medicinal one day. I don't know. It depends on how all of this stuff go, because I'm really thinking about going towards more so of a of an educator stance, like an educator type platform, teaching you guys how to go out and achieve. Because not saying that I'm the most successful person in the world, but I know that I have the attributes and I have the confidence. I have the skills to be successful. I just have to wait my time. I can't just snap my fingers and wake up tomorrow and I'm quote unquote successful. That's just how it is. It's part of the process. Okay. So with all of the experience and all of the knowledge, all of the me just walking in random people's offices, me just walking up on people for no given reason, bro, I'm just finna give y'all the game. So over the years of me just dibbling, dabbling in multiple industries, you know what I'm saying? Coming up as a kid, being an entrepreneur myself, starting with YouTube, getting into affiliate marketing, online sales, bro. Now I've gotten to the point where I can sell to anybody. After getting into retail and doing online stuff, bro, I developed the confidence to, I can sell whether you see my face, you trust me enough to not have to see my face to buy my product, or you can see me in person and it only increases my chances of closing the deal because you know who you're working with. You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to work at it like that. But how can you properly sell yourself? How do you go about selling yourself? It is all about confidence. That's the number one thing, bro. I don't care what nobody else tell you. It is about confidence. You can sell yourself to anybody as long as you have confidence, whether they can see you or not. Straight up. Man, it's times where I done got objections online, bro. Folks message you, be like, oh, so like, you know, I'm seeing this, this, this. It's like, bro, look at the price of the item. This is what you get. I'm going to send it out to you today. Like, it's going to ship out today. So like, yes, you are complaining about this, but like, guess what? You saving money and I'm finna get it to you in 2 to 3 days minimum, bro. It's the weekend. I don't even usually ship out on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? I've become confident in overcoming objections online. But then as I got older and I, you know what I'm saying, as I got older and I got into my actual career of sales, bro, I started to combat these knowing the actual structure. Like, I learned how to properly do it by the book. But this is stuff I've already been doing. Confidence. But like I said, it can come off as a cocky, like arrogant type of deal, bro. It's just I just been out there. I've been dibbling dabbling, bro. I ain't sat on my ass in my 20s, bro. I just been out there. Confidence is the number one thing. If you don't take anything out of this episode, bro, if I just don't mention any other, like, if I don't mention any other attributes that you can have in this episode, take confidence, put it in your back pocket, bro. You cool. And what I mean by confidence, bro, you should be able to walk in front of anybody with a straight face and just keep it a buck with them. Now, it's you do want to learn your pitch and everything, bro, but you're going to become confident to a certain extent, bro, where you could just pull up and, like, you just know what you're talking about, bro. You don't need no pitch. Like, you just know what you're talking about. I'm the type of salesman, bro. I'm straightforward with you. Are you interested in this? Like, hey, look, this is what I got going for you right now. We can either do this. If you're not interested, I can keep on going. Confidence, bro. People that are not confident in themselves, they're going to keep arguing with them. They're going to keep on, like, bro, I'm not going to go back and forth tit for tat for you. I mean, I'm not going to go back and forth and tit for tat with you. I'm confident enough to where it's like, okay, look, you're not interested or you're giving me a hard time. I'm just going to let you sit here and I'm going to go find somebody else that is interested because I know there's another yes out there that is way easier than this. Now, does that person know that I have somebody else on standby or could I have somebody else on standby? Yes, I could, but that ain't none of their business. They don't know that. But you have to be able, you have to be confident enough to just walk away from folks, bro. Be like, okay, you know what? I'll holler at you next time. That's what you have to be. You know how many times I done walked off on folks, bro? Like, all right, well, you know what I'm saying? It was good talking to you. You know what I'm saying? You can sit back, think on it, woo woo woo, have a good one. Or it's just times where I'm just like, all right, have a good one. You know what I'm saying? If they just really on some extra stuff, bro, all right, have a good one. You know how many times people done came back and be like, all right, sorry for being like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what were you actually talking about? That's why you have to be confident, bro, because it's a lot of people that brush you off, or it's a lot of people that'll be like, I'm not interested. They don't even know what you, they don't even know what the hell you're talking about, bro. That's why you have to be confident. That's why you can't let a lot of this stuff get to you. I swear to God, bro, it is people. They'll just see you stick your hand out. They just be like, oh, they trying to sell something. And they just cut you off. That's it. They don't know no context, bro. They car could be outside in the parking lot right now, bro. Not working. They whole engine could be messed up, bro. You could be at your job. You could see this person be like, hey, look, I have a... I'm not interested. They, bro, you could be selling engines, bro. They'll never let you get to that part. They car is in the parking lot. They just need a whole, they need a whole new engine, bro. You could be selling their engine. They don't know that. They don't want to give you time to know that, bro. I've had customers where, you know what I'm saying? I used to work for AT&T. This one lady, she was with Verizon, bro. Her bill is $600. I told, and like, this is why I say you have to be confident, and you have to just, bro, you just have to know what the hell you're talking about. I said, ma'am, your bill, how much? She said $600. I was like, but what if I could save you right now? She's like, oh, I'm not interested. I'm like, okay, so you're not interested in saving $400, anywhere from $300 to $400 a month on your phone bill. Like you got it like that. Like I ain't knocking it. If you can afford to spend $300, $400 for no fucking reason on a phone bill, that's cool, bro. You had it. You got it. But guess what? Her face changed. She looked at me. She was like, what do you mean save me $300, $400? See, all you got to do is hear me out, ma'am. That's all you got to do is hear me out. And what she do? She came over there. I broke it down for her. She's like, oh, I didn't know we was getting... I was like, bro, they charging you an extra X amount of dollars per phone just because you got 5G. So you automatically paying $120 just for 5G, bro. But I was like, you have to hear me out. I said, that's y'all number one problem. A lot of customers, bro. Look, when it comes down to salesmen, bro, as you get older... I mean, as people get older and people become a little bit more aware of what salesmen do, I think people going to start catching on and start listening more. Because when you really think about it, salesmen are never trying to get over on you. They literally saving you money. Now, are they saving? It could be they saving you money right now, or they saving you money for a set period of time, or they saving you money for forever. At the end of the day, they are saving you money in your lifetime, bro. But a lot of people won't take out the time to realize that. But that's why you can't. That's why you have to be confident, bro. Because you gonna face objections where it's no fair battle. People just don't want to hear you out, but that's cool. Go off. It's somebody out there that's going to hear you out, bro. You have to be confident. Don't let none of this stuff bother you, bro. These people are just people. I promise you. They are just people. Confidence. Knowing your information, bro. You can sell yourself almost immediately if you can answer at least 3 to 4 questions back to back and articulate yourself well. I promise to God. You know how many people I done sold? Them folks ain't even got my name yet. Them folks just walked up on me and asked me a question. I'm like, okay, what you need? Okay, bet. We can just do it like this. We could do it like this, or we could do it like this. Whichever one works best for you. I like this option. Okay, cool. Let's get it. I can get you in and out about 10:15. Straight up. I wanted the fastest to do it. Let's get it. I wanted the best. I wanted the smoothest. They're easy, bro. You knowing your information. Because this is what you always have to do. This is my specialty when it comes down to business. I like to allow myself to be a one-stop shop. Whether you need information, whether you need the actual service, whether you need something done, whatever you need, I can handle it for you, bro. I got you. That is how I try to carry myself, not as a salesman, but as an overall businessman. My digital marketing agency. What can we do? Everything for you. From branding and logo design, getting you started, to like if you need a website, if you need an app, like that is what we do, bro. It's a one-stop shop. You need business cards, I got you. If you need a website, I got you. If you just need to grow your Instagram account, you want to just, you know what I'm saying, increase your audience, I got you. We are a one-stop shop, bro. On the go hauling and services, one-stop shop. Whether you got trash and junk, you need your car detail. You need something delivered. You need a delivery guy. You need something demoed real quick. You feel me? You want to allow yourself to be a one-stop shop. You should be able to do and handle everything, bro. I hate picking up the phone and having to call a boss, bro. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that makes you look unprofessional, but anytime you're dealing with sales, bro, any outsourcing time that you take, you are giving that person time to think. And that's one thing about it. Humans, the longer we think, it's like, eh, we cool, we'll come back. You know what I'm saying? Once you start thinking, you just automatically want more time. That's how people are. You just automatically want more time. I don't want to be too impulsive. With me, I don't care. I'm impulsive. I ain't going to necessarily think about it too quick. But you know, other people ain't like that. There are a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying, once they get to thinking, they like, you know what, I need some more time. You know what I'm saying? They like panic. But knowing your information, bro. You knowing your information and being able to answer all of these questions off the bat and you confident, you not stuttering. It's okay to mess up your words here and there. But just sound confident. Talk smooth. That's another one you can do, bro. Be a smooth talker. Don't be trying to talk all fast. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between talking fast and talking smooth. Just like right then and there. Now I can get on the microphone and talk fast all day. You know what I'm saying? I just get on here, I can just ramble, like talk fast, I can do all of that. But then eventually, see what I just did? I just ended up making a mistake. Trying to talk fast. You see what I'm saying? But see, if you just come up to somebody and you just talk smooth and you enunciate all of your words and you just maintain eye contact and you just get it out, you just get out everything that you need to say right then and there, smooth line, no mess ups, no mistakes, no nothing, bro, you cold. Anytime you talk fast, you increase your chances of saying, or you just mess up. Anytime you mess up, it's like a sudden mess up because you are talking so fast. People don't even like people who talk fast just being a buck. They don't really like salesmen who talk fast. Don't nobody like dealing with somebody that talk fast. They automatically scream shiesty. This person trying to get over. They trying to squeeze in a whole bunch of information within this little small window, and I'm going to miss something. On the back end, you could just talk smooth. You could say everything that you need to say. And with me, I don't hide nothing. I'm finna tell you everything, but it come out so smooth and so well delivered. You like, okay, well, like, how do I get started? That's usually, bro, I'm telling you, I rarely got objections, but like, that's how simple it is, bro. I used to just break stuff down straight up right there in front of them real quick, bro. 30, 45 seconds, bro. I got somebody pulling out their wallet, bro. 30, 45 seconds, all I need. I swear to God. And I used to tell people this all the time, bro. That, like, that's how come sales, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit frustrating at time, bro, because you're going to have your days. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have days where, like it's just money, bro. Like, you just, no matter how much you strike, bro, it's just like you just can't miss that day. Then you just go through a whole drought period, bro. That's the only thing about it. But anyways, this episode is about how to sell yourself. So you want to be as confident as possible. You know what I'm saying? Actually, let's go back and touch on confidence a little bit more, bro. Your body posture. How are you presenting yourself? Maintain eye contact. Don't be scared to shake folk hands, bro. Talk confidently. Act like you know what you're talking about. Even if you don't, if you sound like you know what you're talking about, guess what? You know more than your customer. They don't know that you don't know what you're talking about. You feel me? Shoot out a text or something. Get somebody to come stall for you. Find a way to stall for time. You can low-key spark a conversation with a customer, text your boss on your phone, bro, and be getting the answers that you need while you having a whole nother conversation. Look confident. Stick your chest out, bro. Don't let nobody play you. Act like a gangster. Don't let nobody play you. Be confident in yourself, bro. I ain't saying go out here, you ain't got to just go to the gym and just be out here benching 425, but like, bro, just be confident. Tell yourself to start before you go to bed, bro, before we go to bed. We always say, bro, like, we're going to win tomorrow. We saying it all last night because yesterday was Sunday, today Monday. We like, bro, we finna go in this week. We finna turn up. This our week. We finna come up for real, for real. Like, bro, do that before bed, bro. It will boost your confidence. Get around folks that are confident. Learn from them, bro. Confidence is key. You can get so much done with confidence, bro. You could literally not even be in position. You may not even be in the best attacking position, bro. But if you are confident, you can make that move work. You just make stuff happen when you are confident. Information, bro. Learn as much as you possibly can. The more information, the better. Because the last thing you want to do is pick up your phone and text somebody or call somebody in front of your customer. You clearly don't know what the hell you're talking about. Especially if it's a simple question. It's going to make you look bad if it's like a question that they don't deem as like super complex. like in the back of their head, if they'd be like, you know, this is kind of like a simple question. I would expect anybody to get to know, like, I would expect anybody to know this. You know what I'm saying? If it's like one of them kind of questions, bro, come on now. So confidence, knowing your information, bro, the way you talk, quit trying to talk so fast. Just be smooth. Smooth is fast. That's one thing I learned in the military, bro. Anytime you try to be fast, you gonna mess up. You are going to mess up. Guaranteed. But if you are smooth, bro, it's over with. That's just like even with football, bro. If you watch a lot of sports, bro, you got wide receivers that are just fast as hell, and you got other wide receivers. Bro, they just smooth route runners. Straight up. They are just smooth route runners. Now, granted, are they still a freak of nature? Yes, more than likely. But they not the fastest person in the bunch, bro. They just are smooth route runners. And look at the difference. Look at the wide receiver that's fast as hell. When he run the wrong route, it's over with. He just ran it. He running so fast, bro. He just running. They just like Tyreek Hill, bro. What do you do? He just go up the field. He just be running, bro. He just fast. But guess what? When Tyreek Hill ain't open, bro, and they just throw an extra safety over the top and cover him, what? He can't do nothing else. He just know how to run fast. That's it. Mainly, he just run fast. And then you get somebody like Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. Bro, they accidentally run the wrong route. Boy, they so smooth. They can turn that bad boy around. They can squeeze something else out. They may not be able to mimic that exact route, but they can get damn close. They can get relatively in that area because they are not as fast as Tyreek Hill, bro. They just smooth route runners. Yes, they are also freaks of nature, but, like, they are smooth route runners. When you are smooth, bro, you're a little bit more versatile than somebody that's just fast. You all around. People that are just fast, they just fast. They ain't even necessarily good. You know how many skilled, you know how many people, I ain't gonna necessarily say that they are not good because they are in the NFL, but you know how many people that are just, they were just so skilled. They were just so skilled that they weren't necessarily good, bro. They were just skilled and got to the NFL. Look at DeAnthony Thomas. He ain't translate too well. Anyways, I'm going down the sports rabbit hole. But you want to be all around, bro. Quit trying to be so fast. Just be smooth. Know your information and just be confident, bro. It is so easy to sell yourself. It is so easy. Man, talk to yourself. Sell yourself, literally. Talk to yourself. Try to sell yourself, bro. If you have an interview coming up, ask yourself questions and answer them out loud. That is how I come to, like, a good conclusion on things, bro. That's how I know if things were a good idea, bro. I talk it out to myself. I sell myself. Like, if I'm trying to go into another business venture, if I'm having another idea, bro, I talk that idea out to my, I try to sell that idea. I pitch that venture to me. If it makes sense, I'll go through with it. If it don't make sense, I'm not fooling with it. Straight up. That can boost your confidence, bro. Because if you can sell yourself, you can sell somebody else. Because guess what? You know all of the information automatically, and you still forcing yourself to sell it to yourself. You can still convince yourself knowing that you're trying to convince yourself. If you can do that, bro, imagine dealing with a person that ain't got no information. They don't know what you just walked up to them, knocked on their door. Real talk. Selling yourself is one of the easiest things. It's one of the easier things in the world when you, once you get to doing it, once you feel confident, bro, you good. It's just getting there, bro. It's a lot of people who are just not confident in themselves, whether they could be, bro. Change your hairstyle up. You know, if you're more confident, more laid back, bro, be a little bit more laid back. Try to get you a sales job where you're doing door to door, where you can more so be yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be in like button up shirt and khakis and slacks. You know, you can throw on like some joggers, or, you know what I'm saying? You can just look presentable in your own way. You can express yourself. You can show off those tattoos. You can show off those piercings type deal. You feel what I'm saying? Find you a job that's like more so like that, or, you know what I'm saying? Do your own thing. Sell your own stuff. If that makes you more comfortable and more confident in yourself. You know, some people, they are just in certain environments, certain settings that cause them to not be as confident in themselves. Like, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's new to somebody can make somebody not be confident because they're new to it. They have to adjust. They have to get acclimated to that change. But like, once you get the hang of being confident, bro, ain't nobody gonna be able to take your confidence away from you, because once you become confident, you're gonna realize that people are just people, bro. You're gonna have people that are nice, you're gonna have people that are mean. The people that are mean literally just mean for no reason, bro. That's probably just how they are in real life, bro, every day. It ain't nothing personal, bro. That's just how that person is. But you being confident gonna be able to help you swallow those pills, to overcome those challenges, those objections, bro. You ain't gonna take nothing personal. That's just how it is. Be confident in yourself. Go out there. Find a way to become more confident, bro. Go to the gym if you want to. Find something to do that'll build your confidence, bro. Whether that's even going on Instagram and TikTok. Finding videos of, hey, how can I become more confident? There are multiple ways to go out there and become more confident. But you know what I'm saying? You just have to find your way of being more confident. At this day and age, I just have enough information, and I've been out here long enough, and I quite frankly just don't care enough to the point to where I'm just so confident. It's either you're going to buy or you're not. Somebody else will. Like, that's just how my mindset is. I can go find a customer, bro. In some shape, form, or fashion, I can find somebody to work with. Because all this is a numbers game at the end of the day. All it is a numbers game. The more work you put in, the more people that you go talk to, guess what? The more successful you're going to be. It's just that simple. You just have to go out there and have to find your yeses, bro. And that's the thing about it. Depending on your business, you just got more yeses in more areas than none. Or than others. You feel me? That's just how it is. This is how it is. Now, I honestly didn't have another segment planned for today. But what I'm going to do more than likely is, what we're going to do is we're going to go to an ad break, and then I'm going to think of another segment, because I really like having hour-long episodes. I don't know what it is. I just like it. Even though I don't have a script, I'm really just rambling. Like, I'll write down 2 points that I want to talk about per episode. But like, selling yourself, bro, selling yourself is so easy. And it's so simple to where there was no way I could sit here and talk a whole ass hour about how to sell yourself, bro. Because it really is just that simple, bro. It's just being confident, talking smooth, bro. It's that easy. It is that easy. But like I said, we're going to go to a quick ad break, and then I'm going to figure out what our next segment is going to be. It ain't going to be like no play. It's going to be something that I hope that is going to be beneficial. Like I said, bro, I ran into somebody. He told me to get into educating, you know, except in my own way. So that's what I'm kind of sort of using this podcast to do, is to kind of sort of educate a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Tell you about life, like how to go out there and get that. How to go out there and get that bag, bro. It's too much money out here in the world. It is too much money out here in the world, bro. It's too much. Go out there and get yours, bro. Go out there, go hustle. Go grind. Don't be sitting back. It's Monday too, bro. Come on now. It's Monday. This is the best day. This is the winning day. Mondays used to always be my best days when I worked in retail. Mondays always my best day. I used to always pop off on Monday. I used to come back ready, fired up. Monday be the day, bro. But like I said, let me get another segment together. Y'all listen to this ad real quick. This episode is sponsored by BZ Coffee, by the way. So let's get to it. Time for another ad. So this episode is also sponsored by Amos Williams. Amos Williams is my digital marketing agency startup, and we are a one-stop shop for all of your business and marketing needs. So whether you are trying to get started, whether you're already in the game and you're trying to grow, whether you're already developed, you just need somebody to kind of keep you tied in with the social media trends and future game planning. Look, that is what I do. I got you. That is what I'm here for. I offer all of that. So all of my services, so you could see different quotes, or just if you just need my contact information, it will be down in the description below. Check out Fiverr for all of the quotes and see, you know, if there's a particular service that you may need, the price will be on there. If you don't see the price, just email me. All right. All right, you guys. So it honestly didn't take me that long to think of something, because this is actually something that I was on the phone and I was talking to my cousin about this the other day. Well, it was like last week. But this is the pipeline theory. OK, this is my pipeline theory, my pipeline mindset. OK, we're going to scratch theory. The pipeline mindset. This is something that you want to have. This is something that you really want to develop. This will make you very successful one day. But let me explain a little bit first. OK. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. Now, my salesman may understand where I'm finna go with this, okay? But the pipeline mindset is a very, it's interesting, but it makes so much sense. You are guaranteed success with the pipeline, okay? What you want to do is, anytime that you go in sales, bro, They gonna tell you all kind of stuff. You gotta think about it. You trying to work a sales job, so they gonna do their best damn job to sell you. Okay, you don't get no exemption, bro. Like, yes, you were trying to sell for them, but they have to also sell you the job. So it's gonna be some information that you just gonna miss out, and you're gonna be pissed off probably. Okay, I'm just gonna keep it a buck with you. But after that, after you get into a sales job, bro, you're gonna learn about the pipeline. What the pipeline is, bro, and what it's gonna teach you is that basically, you working and busting your ass today to pay yourself tomorrow or some other time. Simple as that. So with the pipeline method, bro, you have to bust your ass every day. The pipeline mindset, you bust your ass every day. You have to be able to sit there and stand on all 10 and realize that, okay, I'm finna bust my ass today, but that don't mean I'm finna get paid tomorrow. Just how you had that same mindset with sales, bro, that is with life, bro. You can bust your ass day in and day out, bro. Do not expect results tomorrow, the next day, bro. Do not do that. That is not the pipeline mindset. The pipeline mindset, bro, you just work. Just bust your ass, bro. Let this shit pile up. When I was in corporate retail, bro, I remember, bro, I sold like 60 lines. I made like 60 sales my first 30 days, bro. I was going crazy. And like 20 of, nah, it was like, yeah, it was like 20 of them that hit on one check. Like 2023 hit on one check, fool. For real. No, like 20, yeah, it was like 20, 23, something like that. Hit on one check. But I saw those 20 probably like 2-3 weeks prior, fool. It be like that. That's just like on the road to success, bro. Everybody want to snap their fingers and be successful tomorrow. But you have to go and put in work in that pipeline. You have to build your pipeline. So build your pipeline. If you are in sales, bro, go crazy. Sell as much shit as possible, bro. Go out there. You want to slang this shit like crack. For real. You want to work. You want to put in all of, you want to go all in today, bro, so you can reap that benefit for another day, bro. You going to get reimbursed one day for that hard work. One day. It's automatic, bro. You guaranteed. That's just what's going to happen, bro. For real, for real. That's just what's going to happen. Straight up. So you want to be sure to do that, bro. Build your pipeline. Build the pipeline. That is what this is all about. And how I can spin it into your everyday life, bro. Like, for instance, bro, me. I told y'all backstory, like, how I got into all of this. I forever will have a pipeline that can pop at any given second. Not just from my digital marketing agency of it being a one-stop shop. Not just my hauling business of being a one-stop shop. Not just from, you see what I'm saying? All of these different things add into my pipeline. Me podcasting, add that to the pipeline. Me YouTubing, add that to the pipeline. Me dropping content on Instagram every day, add that to the pipeline. TikTok content, add that to the pipeline. Literally everything that you can do, bro, as work, bro, you add it to the pipeline, because guess what? Your pipeline gonna bust one day. So that means one day I'm gonna have regular listeners. When the podcast pipeline busts, I'm gonna have regular listeners. That's gonna be my payout. YouTube channel, I'm gonna have regular viewers. I'm gonna have more subscribers. You feel me? When that pipeline busts. If you in sales, your pipeline busts, you're gonna have a fat ass check. For real. You're just gonna have a bigger check. It's gonna be a big ass check, bro. For real. That's just how it is, bro. When it come down to, you know what I'm saying? Anything that you do, bro, you a photographer. Hell, building your pipeline can easily just, bro, passing business cards out. It's building the pipeline. You putting in the work. Guess what? The more business cards that you put out, the more you're going to put into that pipeline. Somebody going to call you. It's only a matter of time before somebody call you and be like, hey, look, are you still offering this? Build your pipeline, bro. Put in the work today, tomorrow to get paid some other time, bro. You don't even want to be expecting your payment. That's how hard you want to work. You don't even want to keep track of your payment. Bro, I swear to God, I cannot make this up. There are times where checks hit my bank accounts, bro. I get wired money. I don't even be knowing where it's from. I swear to God. I've been getting money like that for the past like 3 years, bro. At least 2 to 3 years. Every month, I get at least 2 or 3 checks. I have no idea where they're from. I just check my bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just get a notification, like a deposit notification. Or like I get an email that somebody wired me some money, bro. I go check and I'm like, I don't even recognize the name. For real. But that's what happened when you build a pipeline, bro. You don't even want to expect your payout, bro. Just consider it God blessing you for your hard work later down the line. You do not want to keep up with it. Because if you try to keep up with it, you're going to drive yourself into the ground. you're going to burn out real quick if you try to keep up with it. You're going to not like to do it anymore, bro. For real. Because you expecting something. You have to be able to work and not expect something immediately, bro. Delayed gratification. You cannot be expecting results immediately. You will not be successful. Straight up. You just straight up. It will not work out for you, bro. Success. You being successful will not work out for you if you are expecting a turnaround time of success for tomorrow. Like, if you have a 72-hour or less timeline, bro, it's over with, bro. Just go get a job. Just go do something else. For real. Success is not for you. You have to be realistic, bro. You have to put in years of work. Like, yes, there are people. Bro, there are people who go viral overnight and still have to keep putting out content. Like the clip itself went viral, but they're not in a position where, like, hey, look, I can quit my job type shit. Like, they have to go out and they have to still stick to their content calendar, bro, and wait for another one. Like, you got to be consistent with your hits. You can't just do, like, bro, your life ain't like the music industry, bro. Like, in the music industry, yes, you can have a one hit. You can have one hit and it change your life for forever. It don't work like that in real life, bro. That's entertainment. It don't work like that in real life. In real life, bro, you got to hit at least 2-3 times, bro. You got to be a consistent hitter, for real. You got to drop gems more than once, for real. So, look, delayed gratification, bro. Do not expect any turnaround time on success in 72 hours or less. That's a bar, low key, I feel like. I don't know why I feel like that just rammed in my head, but I said it so fast, so smooth. I don't even remember really what I said, like, talking about. But for real, build that pipeline up, bro. When it pop, you're going to have a wonderful time, bro. You're going to have a wonderful day, bro. I remember when I got introduced into the pipeline and I had, like, my first pipeline buzz, boo, fool. Bro, I made, like, 2 bands in 2 weeks. I made, like, a $1,200-$1,300 check, came back and hit for another 8 the next week, bro. That pipeline dangerous, but imagine making 2,000 in 2 weeks, fool. Imagine working 2 weeks and your rent completely paid for. Like, all your bills paid for, bro, off of 2 weeks of work. All your bills paid for. That shit's crazy. Like, it'll make you feel so much better, but that's delayed gratification, bro. I knew whenever I got into the job that, like, I knew I was going to go crazy. I knew I was going to be good in Excel, but I knew that I wasn't going to get a nice paycheck. Excel, you know what I'm saying? I knew it was going to be a hot little second. Well, like, once I realized and I wrapped my mind around the game and how it worked, I was like, yeah, bro, it's going to be a hot little second. You know what I'm saying? I had to wait like a month before I got like a real good fat chick. But like, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it be, bro. Delayed gratification. What the fuck, see that bird? I ain't gonna lie, Simba did good sneaking up on that bird, but he tried to pounce on it too early. But delayed gratification, bro. Build that pipeline. It's all about the pipeline mindset. Keep that pipeline mindset for everything that you do, bro. Always, anything that you do today will benefit you someday. You never know. Even being healthy now, bro. Being healthy now can lower your chances of being in a damn hospital years from now, bro. Literally everything is like bro, you have to think of everything as the pipeline mindset. For real. Look at all of the work that I put in over my 20s. I told myself, even when I was a kid, bro, I was like, I want to be retired before 40. I haven't bullshitted or wasted any time within my 20s so far. I've been locked in, bro. So I know that, you know, with delayed gratification, I know that I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be successful, even though I've already put in 4-5 years of hard work. I know it still take time, but I'm not even expecting the due date, bro. It come when it come at this point. It's only so, bro, I done put in so much work over my journey. It's like, I just know I'm going to win. It's just, I got to sit and wait for it. That's why I come outside and I podcast and I give y'all all the game and I sip my coffee because I know I'm going to win. And I went out here and I did all of the messing up. I went out here and I learned. I'm giving you all of the lessons right here on this podcast, bro. It's like, bro, you do this right here. You have this type of mindset. You will be successful. And I know a lot of people probably is going to hate that. Like, man, you ain't even got it yet, bro. You just, okay, I'll show you. I don't do no back and forth with nobody. I'm sorry. I don't have the patience. But for real, I'm giving you the game. You just got to take the game and you just got to apply it and, you know, just wait your turn, bro. That's just really, that's just how it is. I got the game from Gary V. I got the game from, you know what I'm saying, other people giving me the game. But I gotta wait. Just because somebody give me the game right then and there, they give me the full exact recipe. They just telling you what to do, bro. One thing about it, people don't necessarily put time when they give you the game, bro, they don't give you no time frame. They just give you the game. Usually people don't ask how long did it take you to get here. They don't give you no time frame. And honestly, with me, it don't even get to the point to where I even ask, like, how long it take you, fool. Because, like, whenever I ask you, like, bro, like, what you do? Don't give me no details, bro. Like, what you do, bro? I got into real estate. Oh, I got into insurance, bit. I got into e-commerce, bit. I started my own business, bit. What kind? Oh, bit. For real. I don't even want to know time frame because I'm going to work regardless. I don't want to know how fast you got it. I don't care for how fast you got it. You did this and you got it, I know it's possible. That's all I need. All I have to do is see somebody else did it. That's it. It's that easy, bro. But that pipeline mindset, bro, it'll save you a whole bunch of stress when you just understand that you ain't gonna get it tomorrow. You get it when you get it. Be patient. Keep working. Just because you ain't seeing results, bro, your results are pending. You don't realize how healthy you don't realize how healthy you are until you 65 and you went to your checkup, bro. You ain't gonna know how healthy you are right now in this period of time until you go back to the doctor for a checkup. Later down the line, bro. It is okay. Delayed gratification, bro. Just know what's coming. Don't be expecting it. Just keep working. Put your head down. Because, hell, anytime you look up, you're slowing yourself down. You're distracting yourself. So keep your head down. And one of these days, bro, it's going to fall right in front of you. Or something's going to get your attention. It's going to flag you down, bro. I promise you. You're going to be all right. Just keep putting in the work. Keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? Take everything that I've been telling you in this episode, bro. Just combine it. Put it together. Honestly, everything that I just tell you on this podcast, bro, literally, if you just take it, throw it in a bucket, bro, and you just keep it in your back pocket or something, you're going to be straight. You're going to be perfectly fine, bro. Because like I said, bro, I'd have been out there. I'd have been there. I'd have did it. I'd have done it, bro. For real. I done played around with it. I'd have been in healthcare. I'd have been in sales, online, in person, bro. I'd have been in the food industry, all around the food industry, bro. I done worked for the state. Bro, I done did a lot of things, bro. And that's why I'm here on this podcast. I'm using my platform to just give you the game that I've learned. I'm really giving you the shortcut. So you don't have to go out there and you have to try out so many different things, bro. I'm finna give you a list of things that if you just want to try them all out, cool, you can go and try them all out. But you ain't got to. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to grab one and run with it, cool. Grab one and run with it. My hat off to you. But yeah, that's really it for that segment because it's really that easy, bro. The pipeline. When it comes down to the pipeline mindset, bro, just work today for tomorrow to get paid some other time. That's it. Work today to get paid some other time. Have fun. Enjoy the process. Today's episode is sponsored by Busy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Busy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, busycoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode, but let's go ahead and have a recap of everything that was discussed, bro. So, number one, how to properly sell yourself. It's really just tied into your confidence levels, the information that you know. Are you being smooth? Can you be smoother? That's all it really is about, bro. The more confidence that you have, the quicker you're going to be able to tell people, all right, I'll holler at you next time, and you know what I'm saying, fire off at somebody else. Straight up. That's just how it is. Knowing your information. The one thing, bro, I'm telling you, knowing your information is so beneficial because the last thing you want to do is have your client or a customer sit there and think. Because they're going to come up with their own conclusion regardless of how much information that you have, regardless of how many facts you may have. You can sit up there and talk to them until your face turn blue, bro, and try to talk them out of it. Once they, it's like they got an alarm clock in their head. Once they done did enough thinking is over with. They're going to come up with their own conclusion, do their own thing, regardless of what you're talking about. So know your information off the bat, so you ain't got to worry about that. And being smooth is fast, bro. The more you try to be fast and you try to force all of this information within a couple of seconds, the pitch, the information, answering questions, the higher chance you're going to mess up, bro. It's just simple as that. The higher of a chance you're going to have to mess up. Smooth is fast. Lower your chances of error, bro. Anytime that you mess up, you stutter, you go, it's a pause. You feel me? Awkward silence. That's not good. That's a no lingering in the air. All right. And then on the back end, in our second segment, bro, the pipeline mindset. Bust your ass today. Don't be expecting that payment tomorrow, bro. Put it on the back end, bro. It's going to come to you. You're going to get it. You're going to get it one of these days, bro. You just have to wait for it. Work today. Put in work every single day. Delayed gratification, bro. Delayed gratification. Do not expect to bust your ass day in, day out for, you know what I'm saying, a couple months, a couple years, and then just boom, success. It don't work like that, bro. I've been busting my ass 5 years, bro, and I'm still not successful. But guess what? I know I will be. I done built up that pipeline. When my pipeline busts, bro, I'm going to go crazy. I'm not going to know how to act, bro. I'm going to throw a house party. Real deal. Y'all don't know how much I done bust my ass over these years, bro. I just know it's only a matter of time before, you know what I'm saying? It's only a matter of time. You always one away, bro. You either one day away, one person away, one pitch away, one application away. You always one away. Always keep that in mind. So, be confident. Keep that pipeline mindset, bro. You got this. Keep hanging in there. Keep going in, bro. That's all you can do. If you are really trying to be successful, bro, ignore all of the distraction, all of the negative shit, bro. It is what it is, bro. Just do what you got to do. You don't want to do it anyway. You don't feel like doing it, do it anyway. Those are the best times. When you don't want to do something and when you don't feel like doing something, those are the two best times to make sure that you do it. But I'm finna slip in this outro, man. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new and, you know, laughed every now and then. You know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one.